August 18, 1908. Repent and do the first works. Ellen G. White. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. At the first, the experience of the church at Ephesus was marked by childlike fervor and simplicity. An ardent, heartfelt love for Christ controlled the believers. They rejoiced in the love of God because Christ was an abiding presence in their hearts. In sentiment and action, they were united. Love for Christ was the golden chain that bound them together. They followed on to know the Lord more and still more perfectly, and brightness and comfort and peace came into their lives. They trusted in the Lord. They did not think of hoarding the precious treasures of the grace of Christ. Their highest aim was to win souls to the Savior. They felt the importance of their calling and waited with the precious message of the gospel, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. They called upon all to come to Christ. In every city around them, the work was carried forward. Warm, inspired appeals were made, and sinners were brought to the cross. In their turn, they felt that they must tell of the inexhaustible treasure they had found. They could not rest until the beams of light which had illumined their minds were shining into the minds of others. Multitudes of believers were made acquainted with the reason of the hope held by the Christians. Precious light was flashed into minds darkened by error. After a time, coldness crept into the church. Differences unworthy of notice sprang up, and the eyes of the believers were taken from beholding Jesus as the author and finisher of their faith. Their love for one another began to wane. The multitudes that might have been convicted and converted by a faithful practice of the truth were left unwarned. How is it with the church of today, which has received such great light? God sees that its members have lost the love for souls which Christ revealed to them when first they saw his unspeakable mercy for the fallen race. Then they could not keep silent. They were filled with a desire to give to others the blessings they had received. Thus it is with all who are truly converted. Those who love sinners with the love of God will work the works of God. Let the church arise and shine, for their light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. Let them understand that Christ expects them to do the work that he did while on this earth. That belief that is laid aside when convenient, and put on and off like a garment, is not the religion of Christ, but a spurious article that will not bear the tests even of this world. True religion is ever distinctly seen in our words and deportment, and in every act of life. The knowledge that we are children of God should give tone and character even to the everyday duties of life, making us not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit. Such a religion will bear the scrutiny of a critical world with a grand consciousness of integrity. The end of all things is at hand, and we have no time to be idle or to live in pleasure at cross purposes with God. We need to break up the monotony of our religious labor. We may perform all the outward acts of service and yet be as destitute of the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit as the hills of Gilboa were destitute of dew and rain. We need spiritual moisture, and we need also the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness to soften and subdue our hearts.
Remember that there are those who will perish unless we, as God's instrumentalities, Work with a determination which will not fail or become discouraged. The Lord will provide ways and means for those who will seek Him with all the heart. He has in readiness the most precious revelations of His grace to strengthen and encourage the sincere, humble worker. There is no excuse for the faith of our churches being so feeble. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. There is strength for us in Christ. He is our advocate. He dispatches His messengers to every part of His dominion to communicate His will to His creatures. He walks in the midst of His churches. He desires to sanctify, elevate, and ennoble His followers. The influence of those who truly believe in Him will be a savor of life in the world. Christ holds the stars in His right hand, and it is His purpose to let His light shine forth through them to the world. Thus, He desires to prepare His people for higher service in the church above. He has given us a great work to do. Let us do it faithfully. Let us show forth in our lives what divine grace can do for humanity.